Okay, here we are in English. So what was your question?
If a person in the spiritual world looks down and falls down, then in the spiritual world there is no that person is not there who fell down. I mean Mother Mangal or Sridhar.
When we talk about falling down, then Mother Mangal, Sridham, they don't fall down, they come down, which is a different thing. We may fall down from the spiritual world, if we fall down from the spiritual world, but that's called falling down. And when a living entity who's a conditioned soul comes to this material world, comes to this material world, and he's really fallen down. What does fallen down mean? Fallen down means Krishna Bahimukhyamona Bhogavan Chakari, that someone's turned away from Krishna. And so when he's here, he's not there. Mother Mangal and Sridham and Mother Yashoda, they don't turn away from Krishna. They're always in love with Krishna. And so when they come to the material world, they're still in the spiritual world also. It's just like when Krishna comes to the material world, it isn't all of a sudden the spiritual world's empty. He's also there. How does he do that? Because Krishna expands himself. Or there's even more complicated way of understanding. But in any case, and maybe I'll come back to that. But in any case, Krishna then Krishna's associates, like Krishna, they expand themselves, and so that they're here and they're there at the same time. And not only here and there, but they're in many, many places. Every form of Krishna, when he incarnates, whatever form that may be, if that form is associated with a parent, because not all of Krishna's incarnations have parents. Nrsimhadeva doesn't have any parents. Nrsimhadeva just appears. But like Vamandev, Kashyapa and Aditi, there is mother. So Krishna always, their Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they expand themselves into these demigods, because this happens on the heavenly planets, demigods in whose family then Mother Yashoda, Vaman Maharaj appears, Vamandev appears. And it's unlimited. Why are they unlimited forms? Because Krishna empowers them. When you become, when you're fully surrendered to Krishna, then Krishna can empower you in so many ways that's really inconceivable. How can someone be in many places at once? It's possible by Krishna's grace, by Krishna's potency. Now what I was going to say is, aside from, sometimes we have this idea that Krishna comes down here, and so he's here and he's there. Another way of understanding is, and there are many ways of understanding, there's unlimited ways of understanding Krishna, is that Krishna never comes to the material world, and neither his associates come. But he's always there, but he manifests what's there here. And he interacts with the material world. In other words, Krishna's always in the spiritual world. Just like when you have a projector, you know what a those slide projectors, right? When they project on the wall. You know, slide projector. You know, when you project some pictures on the wall.
Yes.
Yeah, so just like when you project a picture on the wall, just like if I projected a picture of Krishna on that wall, or was then first is the wall, and then you would see a picture. So, same thing, Krishna's lila, Krishna's eternal lila, when you project it on the wall, it looked like it's taking place on the wall. But it's not taking place on the wall, it's taking place where the projector is. That's where the original picture is. So when the original picture in the spiritual world is projected to the material world, then it appears like Krishna's here, but actually he's there. But, because there's no difference between Krishna and Krishna in his projection, so therefore he's both here and there. Get that? Some other question?
No, thank you.
Okay, I wanted to ask his question in English.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If somebody has a heart
surgery,
then Krishna comes out of the heart or he stays there?
Yeah, it can be heart surgery, or even you can go as far as having a heart transplant. And they change your heart. Someone else donates a heart because your heart doesn't pump any good anymore, because the heart is really just a pump. And so you get a new heart. Krishna is not really in the heart. Prabhupada uses this term in the Bhagavatam, in the region of the heart. Because if you say that Krishna is in our heart, it means that he's sort of bound to a material place. But Krishna is not bound to any material place. But to give us an idea of where he is, that's the sort of phrase or terminology that's used, that Krishna's in the heart. But he's in the same region in the heart. Just like I'm sitting in this chair, and Prabhupada gives that example, but if you take this chair away, and I stand up, I just stand up, and I'm not dependent on the chair, I'm not in the chair, I have my existence separate from the chair. And in the heart surgery, if you take this heart, if you take this chair away and give me another chair, then I'll just sit in that. So Krishna's in the same location, but Krishna's spiritual and the heart is a material organ. So Krishna's not really sitting on that material thing, but rather he's in the same area as that material thing is. Is that okay? And so many things are very extraordinary and inconceivable and difficult to understand, but still somehow or another we need to try. And when we serve Krishna nicely with devotion, then Krishna reveals these things to us. That means revelation means that we are able to understand something that otherwise we wouldn't really understand. That otherwise would be just way beyond us. But in the same way that Krishna allows his associates to have similar powers as him, in other words, that they expand themselves into many forms, so Krishna allows our minds understand certain concepts and certain things that would otherwise be completely beyond us. Okay, now I will put the deities here and